"Is this true?" asked the master. As a matter of fact, he thought it far more likely than the return of the king under the mountain, if any such person had ever existed.
"It is true that we were wrongfully waylaid by the elven king and imprisoned without cause as we journeyed back to our own land," answered Thorin. "But lock nor bar may hinder the homecoming spoken of old. Nor is this town in the Wood Elves' realm. I speak to the master of the town, of the men of the lake, not to the raftmen of the king."
Then the master hesitated, and looked from one to the other. The elven king was very powerful in those parts, and the master wished for no enmity with him, nor did he think much of old songs, giving his mind to trade and tolls, to cargoes and gold, to which habit he owed his position. Others were of different mind, however, and quickly the matter was settled without him. The news had spread from the doors of the hall like fire through all the town. People were shouting inside the hall and outside it. The quays were thronged with hurrying feet. Some began to sing snatches of old songs concerning the return of the king under the mountain, that it was Thrawr's grandson, not Thrawr himself, that had come back did not bother them at all. Others took up the song, and it rolled loud and high over the lake.
"The king beneath the mountains, the king of carven stone, the lord of silver fountains, shall come into his own. His crown shall be upholden, his harp shall be restrung, his hall shall echo golden, to songs of yore sung. The woods shall wave on mountains, and grass beneath the sun. His wealth shall flow in fountains, and the rivers golden run. The stream shall run in gladness, the lake shall shine and burn, and sorrow fail and sadness at the mountain king's return."
So they sang, or very like that, only there was a great deal more of it, and there was much shouting as well, as the music of harps and of fiddles mixed up with it. Indeed, such excitement had not been known in the town in the memory of the oldest grandfather. The wood elves themselves began to wonder greatly, and even to be afraid. They didn't know, of course, how Thorin had escaped, and they began to think their king might have made a serious mistake. As for the master, he saw there was nothing else for it but to obey the general clamour, for the moment at any rate, and to pretend to believe that Thorin was what he said.